Track 19.
So, how dangerous is malaria?
Well, the first thing to say is that malaria is a very dangerous disease, although it doesn't kill as many as it once did. It's also not as dangerous as Europeans think it is. When people in Africa get it, they treat it like a cold or flu, so it's not as if you get malaria and you'll die.
But it is one of the world's killer diseases, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. It is a killer disease. It's also very dangerous to vulnerable groups of people, such as babies, small children, poor people. Also people with no access to healthcare, people who live in villages or a long way from the nearest hospital. These people generally use traditional treatments comprised of herbal remedies, which don't generally help. Another factor in this is the lack of available medicines. They're too expensive, so they're beyond the reach of poor people. So because of this, malaria is partly a health issue, but it's also partly an economic one.
So what's the solution? How can malaria be prevented?
Well, malaria is in fact preventable, but not by taking expensive anti-malarial drugs. These can't be taken for the rest of your life anyway. Mm-hmm. But by providing good mosquito nets. This has been tried in certain countries and has proved to significantly reduce malaria cases there.
So why hasn't this been done on a larger scale?
Well, it's partly a question of providing education, getting people to change their habits. People in villages don't necessarily know how malaria is caused. It's also got a lot to do with providing infrastructure. How do you manufacture mosquito nets? How do you distribute them? How do you make sure they're used properly? Corruption is a big issue, so this is also an issue when it comes to funding. Where does the funding actually go? It's really not as simple as you might think.
So what about anti-malarial drugs?
Yes, this is another solution. Firstly, you need to drastically reduce costs to make them available for developing nations. This is really important, but this isn't really a long-term solution. The main problem is the problem of resistance. New strains of malaria keep evolving that are resistant to the new drugs, so it's just a vicious circle. The only long-term solution involves developing a vaccine. Work is being done on it, but far more money needs to be put into research. If the same funding was put into research on malaria that, say, is put into heart disease, which is only a problem for rich nations, progress would probably be made much more quickly, in my view. So it's partly a political issue as well, but there are signs that attitudes are changing.